بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders and brothers, our beloved listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and أهلا وسهلا, and welcome to our program. And we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى, may Allah accept the ibadah of Shahr Ramadan. May Allah reward each and every one who gave his heart to Allah in the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى, may Allah accept the ibadah of Ramadan. And may Allah keep that barakah and the spirit of that Mubarak month in our hearts, and in our homes, and in our action, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say ahlan wa sahlan and welcome to our program. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah accept the ibadah, and may Allah keep the Muslim ummah in that spirit of Ramadan till the next Ramadan, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, we'd like to remind you that our program is live program. On your behalf, I say shukran to Hafiz Bilal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept, and shukran for his service, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward Brother Yusuf and all those who are helping me here on Radio Islam Studio. And what a lovely studio after Ramadan I can see now. I wish I can show you how beautiful is the studio of Radio Islam here in Johannesburg. May Allah reward each and every one, the one who is our way to reach the Ummah, inshallah. May Allah use it as means of Hidayah, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, it's very hard to talk about Ramadan again, because Sahaba, Radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, used to keep 6 months, oh Allah, accept the month of Ramadan. And then another 6 months of the year, oh Allah, give me life and grant me life to get another Ramadan. And we believe that we are the Ummah of Jannah. 100% sure that if you follow the road of Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we are the people of the Jannah. Because once you witness the month of Ramadan, it means Allah loves you, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows that our shortcoming, but He wants to put me and you on that rahmah and that maghfirah. Many of us, we feel guilty and feel bad that maybe we did not do proper Ramadan. And the ulama said, this is the first sign that the Ramadan is accepted, when you don't give yourself the guarantee, or you don't trust your iman. That sadness that we're missing Ramadan is a sign of the qubul of Ramadan. And then they call it kasrul qalb. Those who came out from Ramadan with a broken heart. Broken heart, it means it was a competition, and he accused himself that he did not do enough. Maybe someone else they have done better than me. Sign of the qubul and acceptance of Ramadan, that your heart and your body attached to the masjid. You still enjoy that corner you used to make i'tikaf and ibadah and taraweeh on that masjid. To be attached with the Quran al-Kareem, love to join the ulama and those who worshipping Allah, and then your tongue being purified from any evil of the tongue. And then you know how to defeat shaitan. Then the ulama said, when you want to know if your Ramadan is accepted, you got something, it's called muraqabah, to observe your nafs and watch your nafs. You always monitor and watch your nafs. Brother and sister in Islam, we are not worshipping Ramadan, we are worshipping Ar-Rahman. If Ramadan has gone, Ar-Rahman is with us, and he's more greater than Ramadan. Stick with the ibadah of Ramadan. Don't change. Don't break the promise of Allah. use that means of Ramadan, that as a reconciliation with Allah, and ask Allah, Allah give you himmat and give you ta'a and obedience so that you can please him. Do the action of Ramadan by Qiyamul Layl, even you do 2 rak'at. Practice the sunnah. Learn some ibadah. It's called aib. What is aib? Know how to reconcile with Allah. All you people know how to make a proper tawbah. Proper tawbah. Then, the greatest ibadah, as the sahaba always was concerned about it, that's called qalbun salim, a pure heart. Many sahaba, they were very, very excited when they see Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praise someone that he got qalbun salim. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Very hard for those who got some sickness in the heart to have this qalbun salim, pure and clean heart from jealous and malice. We call it innocent heart. If you know how to fix this heart, you are the ummati, you are the person who did gain the greatest blessing of Allah in your lifetime. Your wealth, your children will never benefit you unless you meet Allah with qalbun salim, pure heart. And if you look at the all ibadah and all that deen around you, just to let you die with qalbun salim. How you know that you have qalbun salim, the pure and perfect and clean heart, which is not easy. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 23 years just to teach us how to make tazkiyatun nafs and purify and clean your heart. First thing, if you can listen to me now and you trust me tonight, learn how to correct your niyat. Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayh began all the thousands of ahadith with one hadith, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. That niyat, intention, be careful, because if you don't know how to get a right intention, your a'mal is not accepted. And we know that niyat sometimes can make our little effort great in the eyes of Allah, who can change that great effort little in the eyes of Allah. So niyat, it is a secret code of your a'mal. And we think that the greatest niyat to do it, when you have that the proper iman or tawheedul khalis, the absolute belief in Allah, the absolute belief in Allah. لا معبود إلا الله لا خالق إلا الله لا ضار إلا الله لا نافع إلا الله. You must understand what is the meaning of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله بحقها truly. Because the way we appear now, that we don't have that proper oneness of Allah or iman in the oneness of Allah. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. This ayah in Surah Kahf, that you must learn it well, and he said that even in our ibadah, you find that hidden shirk, or you find some mixture of the shirk in our ibadah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is to recognize Allah and to know about Allah, who's the Khaliq, the Creator, the Raziq. You people call it Yaqeen or Tawakkul or the recognition of Allah. That's why they call the pious person Al-Arifu Billah, the one who knows Allah properly. Because if you do not know Allah, you won't know how to worship him. قلب سليم. Then you must learn how to follow محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Stop suggesting, stop inventing to follow him. His road is very clear. He gave us the road, he gave us the tariq. So اتباع, you must follow the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We having a problem nowadays that people do not know if they are moderate or extremist or they are out of the line. You don't know. Why we have that confusion? Because we don't know that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his lifestyle is that moderation. Just follow the sunnah. You are not extremist, you are not mutashaddid, or you are not loser, or mufarrat, those who neglect. If you don't follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you're going to fall on a big problem. It's called following hawa. Hawa, your own opinion or other people's opinion or your own desire. Hawa come from the Arabic words called hawa, the air or the wind. You just throw some feathers, cotton wool in the sky and then it depends on the power of the wind. Go right, up, left, you are loose. So, let us make tamassuk, hold the robe of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that you got qalbun salim. You are not falling under hawa, you are falling under the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to know that you are on the road of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must learn how to dignify and glorify the sha'air of Allah, the symbols of Allah, how to give dignity to all the command of Allah, from the type of small ibadah or the sunnah. You must dignify it, you must respect it. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ, anyone who give dignity to the symbols of Allah or the command of Allah and His Rasul, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, it is a sign of the piety of the heart. So قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ. Once you know that your halal food is your priority, once you know the masjid is the house of Allah and you give full respect to the masjid, the ulama, Quran, the huffaz, the deen of Allah, the sunnah of His Rasul, out of negotiation, you take it and respect it and make ta'zim. Ta'zim, it means dignify, glorification. So hijab, any type of symbols of Islam, hajj, yawm al-jum'ah, any type of the sunnah or the farad, you are the person of taqwa al-qulub and you have that heart. Brother and sister in Islam, never ever disregard any ibadah. Never ever try to neglect any sunnah. Do not let your children have that thought that the sunnah is not important. Then, if you want to get that qalbun salim and that heart which Allah will be accepted, الرِّضَى بِالْقَضَى, to accept the taqdeer of Allah. Everyone, Allah wrote for him a road, take it and make tawakkul ala Allah. When you make istikhara and mashura, it is khair, it is good. So Allah chose for you this road, walk, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. You will never lose, you will never get the wrong target. Brother and sister in Islam, why we having stress? Why we having a problem and depression? Why we are not happy? Because we don't want to accept the road which Allah wrote it for us. Brother and sister in Islam, if you accept that one, you gaining qalb, the pure heart, and nafs, it's called nafsul mutmainnah, the contentment the tranquility, the peaceful nafs. You will never, Ahlullah, the people of Allah, they will never have that psychological problem. That stress and depression and all what we have from the people there, it's a lack of iman. Muslim, happy with Allah, happy with the taqdeer of Allah, when Allah tested him, alhamdulillah, when Allah grant him bounty and ni'mah, also, you say alhamdulillah. Muslim must get qalbun afif. What is that heart afif? Ask only Allah. Those who put full trust on Allah, truly a trust on Allah, and never ever justify his haram, who never turn away from that road to satisfy his desire from the haram thing. And wallahi, we do see in our life millions of Muslims, the haram was very available, but they never go for it. That's called iffat, chaste Muslim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want to have that qualities of qalbun salim, learn greatest ibadah, which Allah praise it a lot. It's called sabr, patient, but not any sabr. It's called sabrun jamil, not any sabr. Many people, they hold sabr, it means suppress your anger for a while. It's called sabr. It sounds very sour, very, very, very bad and hard, but you hold. And if you still remember, when we talk about sabr, in our deen, we have three types of sabr. The first type of sabr, it's called sabr for the calamities of Allah. You just wake up in the morning, you find yourself not well. That's called Allah's taqdeer. Then we have another type of sabr. It's called sabr to practice the ibadah of Allah and the command of Allah, like the way we done it in Ramadan. You hold and you practice with muhabba and you enjoy it. We got another type of sabr. It's called sabr to abstain and stay away from haram. Yes. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. So now, who are you on these three types of sabr? Calamities of Allah, we do believe that always the a'mal and the af'al, the deeds of Allah, always good. Allah doesn't do any evil. We think it's evil. But even if you take it as evil, you must learn something. It's called evil to fix you. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. When we say شَرِّهِ, we think it's a shar. We think it's evil. But we know that Allah, when He put us on the difficulties, is for a reason. And many ulama, they explain that if you accept the calamity of Allah, you are the true believer, and you take this calamity and hardship as medication. And you must understand, beyond and behind this type of deeds, there is a lot of khair and wisdom. You must know the reason behind it before you judge this action or that calamity. We always mention that example, that when your child come from school, then you find a child being hurt in his face. So you tell him, who did that? He said, no, I fell. Okay. So you are angry, but you accept. So next time you must walk nicely and be careful. Then the other day your son came. Who done that? He said, is my cousin. Oh, that is a problem. You run to your cousin, his cousin. Why you did this? How come you hurt my child like this? So that boy said, no, auntie or uncle. He was about to cross the street And then the cars nearly knock him. I run and catch him. While I'm catching him, my nails cut his face. Oh, sorry, my friend. Jazakallah. Jazakallah, because, yes, you did hurt my child, but to save his life. What we learn from this example now, that you must know the reason behind it. Your son failed on the school, but he was working very hard to see what's wrong. There is a reason behind it. Maybe this boy is going to go somewhere and then he died there. We never know. Maybe he's going to repeat the year and become better. We never know. Yet, you must know the hikmat of Allah, or the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can work out our calamity like this, definitely we will have that type of sabr. If you want to know, if you have this qalbun salim, when we talk about qalbun salim, I mean the heart of the sahaba, heart of the wali of Allah, the heart of the proper Muslim, then you have to learn something. It's called hisabun nafs. What is hisab? You give your nafs hisab. You're questioning yourself. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُحَاسِبْ نَفْسَهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. He's not from amongst us the one who does not question himself every day. If you try to question yourself every day, so you will know what is right and what is wrong, what did you do, and what action you done, good or bad, then you can fix it. After every deal or every business, we're questioning ourselves. How much we spend and how much we pay, how much we gain, so that we can work out something. If you don't give hisab on nafs, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, what he said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن يُحَاسِبَكُمْ جَبَّارُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Question yourself, put yourself on that question, before the Almighty Allah will question you. So anyone who give himself hisab, in the day of Qiyamah will know. If you fix your paper here, inshallah, it will be easy there. You people call it conscious, nafsul lawama, whatever you can call it. Then, amongst the qalbun salim, you must learn the greatest ibadah, that how to forgive, reconcile, and how to forgive. What a lucky person, the one who knows how to forgive and forget. Yes, that we call him wadud, same the qualities which of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam got. Brother and sister in Islam, if that person knows how to reconcile, he dies with no problem. No problem with Allah, no problem with the creation of Allah. You just sleep and wait for the taqdeer of Allah. Ummatul Islam, yes, that person who knows afu, and he knows how to reconcile with Allah and the creation of Allah. If that person do like this, he knows the reality of dunya, and he is a real mu'min. Like that sahabi said, Asbahtu billahi mu'minan haqqa. Became a true believer. Yes. Ummatul Islam, if you know how to get that heart, we say Mabruk. May Allah accept from you. If you look at me and you now, after the month of Ramadan, we know that Shaitan is going to come to revenge. And we know that most of our sin because of that effort of Shaitan. And what a bad people who knows Allah on Ramadan, but they come and reconcile with the Shaitan after Ramadan. That person badala ni'mat Allah kufra. He replaced the favor of Allah with kufr. Yes, you did pay zakat, now no sadaqah. You did read salat on Ramadan, but now you're skipping and neglecting your salah. You wake up and qiyamul layl and tahajjud and taraweeh. Now you spend the night on haram. So you're replacing and sweeping the ibadah, tilawatul Quran, and then you go back to the music. Dhikrullah, you replace it with backbiting and gossiping. Filling the masajid, now you're filling the homes of haram. Allah loves you, now you run to love shaitan and the act of shaitan. You're reading salatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and siyamu Muhammad, and you enjoy it, and now you enjoy the haram, which our Nabi doesn't like it. Ummatul Islam, are you the person of Ramadan or not? And tell me which things causes you to neglect and forget that ibadah. Ummatul Islam, this month of Ramadan, exposing us that we can make it, but why you run back to that type of sin? Brother and sister in Islam, what should we learn from that madrasa we attend in the month of Ramadan? Learn sabr, mujahada, defeating the habit, breaking the norm, knows how to reconcile with Allah, and we never ever cheat Allah again. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord till the death come to you. And the worst case of the Muslim, when he trusts his iman, because we're still waiting for something, it's called qubul, acceptance. Yes, ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ask Allah, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Oh Allah, don't deviate our eyes and our heart after you show us the road. Sit with the pious people, make the nafil ibadah and sunnat, make dhikrullah, avoid something corrupting your heart, that qalbun salim. Learn something and be clever. It's called how to make tawbah, immediate tawbah. Yes, use your aql, because we have to activate something in our aql and our common sense. It's called rashad. Ulaika humur rashidun. Who's rashidun? Those who choose the road of hidayah with the heart and mind. And definitely we are the ummah of rashidun. Yes. To choose Deenul Islam, ulaika humur rashidun. To choose Deenul Islam, yes. Deenul Islam is the deen of the entire prophets and messengers. Ulaika humur rashidun, because we don't have shirk. We are the ummah of the unity of God, oneness of Allah. Rashidun, the one who stopped waging or starting war with Allah. Yes, when you stop committing sin, you get peace. Not only peace in dunya, peace in akhirah. So you get tawfiq with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ulaika humur rashidun. We are the ummah of 24 hours. Allah is in our tongue and our heart. From the time you wake up till the time you sleep, even those who got Allah in a dream, His Nabi and His deen. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ. Each and every act and aspect of his life belong to Allah. We are the Rashidun because we did achieve a real peace. Peace in life by practicing the Sharia. Peace and readiness for something worries people a lot. It's called death. We're ready to die anytime. And we have yaqeen, and we got certainty that inshallah if we die like that, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear for what you're going for, and no grief and stress what you left behind you. Because the mayyit, may Allah grant our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus, when the person in Sakarat, he got some problem, that he's scared because he's going some places, he doesn't know it before, and he got stressed and grieved that he's leaving his beloved one. So the person of Qalbun Salim, pure heart, Rashidun, those who've been guided from Allah, will never get that one. Never. Because he knows the scenario of Akhirah, in the time of Sakarat, after Sakarat, in the grave, in the day of Hashr, Mizan, Sirat, Jannah, what will happen in Jannah? So we have a full scenarios of Akhirah. You'll find it only on Islam. Rashidun, when he accepts the command of Allah, and he does it with muhabbah, with love. We don't want to go to salah like this, the foolish students when you go to madrasa or to school. Hate school. Or the woman who's helping and serving her husband with hatred. Make tea. She just make any tea. Or the servant or the worker just come from 8 to 5 but there's no ruh on it. Actually this one is like punishment for the person. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we have to go to the ibadah of Allah with muhabba. You admire it and you enjoy it. And really it's enjoyable. Then, the greatest ummah, the ummah who believes in Allah with the proof of Quran al-Kareem. We don't need miracles in front of us. Because you got so many people did see the miracles but did deny. We got people nowadays to see the proof that the existence of Allah, they see death in front of them, miracles, but they don't want to believe. You see the people come, went to space, and those who witnessed the earthquakes or volcanoes and that natural disaster, they never say God. We are the ummah of Rashad, or the guided ummah, the ummah of the common sense, because we do not worship a makhluk, a creation of Allah. We'll never make ibadah and sajda and worship anyone besides Allah. And that is the beauty of Islam. We worship only the one and only Allah, Almighty, the Creator. The Creator of the creation. We are the Ummah of Rashad. Rashad yet means the people of common sense, being guided by Allah, that we consider the right of our spirit, and the right of our body, and the right of dunya, and the right of akhirah. That is a real human being. We fulfill the right of our ruh, the spiritual thing, and also we fulfill the right of our body. We eat and drink and marry, and then we care about dunya as a transport of akhirah, and we also work for akhirah. So would you call it ulaika humur rashidu? Why? Because someone said, no, I won't marry. I will fast all my life. I will stay up all my night for worshipping. You say, hey. فَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. If you turn away from my sunnah, you're not from us. You are not like that. We need to be insan. And then subhanallah, Allah gave us many alternatives of haram and halal. Marry, because if you try to work on a spiritual thing only, you mess your dunya. And then if you work on dunya only, you mess your akhirah. So you have that adjustment or the balance between the right of the soul and the right of the body. Or dunya and akhirah. We are Rashidun. Ummah. We are ummah. Very polite. Very adab. That we have no problem with any prophet and messengers. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that you have no problem with the people. We have a problem with the belief of the people or the attitude of the people. And we talk a lot about the person or the people who misunderstand the qasas or the punishment in Islam. Not only for human beings, but even for the animals. You caught a mouse in your cupboard. So you hate that mouse or that rat because it was damaging your clothes, making a problem in the room. Then you caught and you capture that mouse. Khalas. Your problem now, the action of the rat or that mouse is stopped now. Won't eat your kurta anymore. Why are you torturing that animal? Because the action of that animal is stopped. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you abuse that body of that rat or that mouse, Allah will punish you. Reason, because we caught that rat or that mouse to stop the evil of that one. And already evil, you caught it. Kill it in a beautiful way. With the permission of Allah. Now you caught some thief or crooks in your yard. Now that crook did steal something, or he want to steal something. And we see what the people do. They hold him. Catch him. Yes. Khalas, the action of that person is finished. Why people are bringing bricks and hitting him with the steels and iron and hit him on the face? Wait, because the action of that person is khalas, under control. It's an abuse. Allah will punish you. Take him to the justice. Take him to the law of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why in fight, in Islamic war, once you arrest that person, the asra, it become amana on you. You feed him. وَيَطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. You feed him from the sadaqah. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we are ummah of humanity and ummah of manner and adab. We are the ummah, worship Allah as we see Allah. 24 hours we watching Allah. Not on one day a week or 1 hour a day. Yes, we worship Allah as Allah sees us and we see Allah. Ummah, in the mosque, we become equal, the philosopher and the shepherd, they're standing together. Doing the same words, doing the same action, the best one of them, the one who gave his heart to Allah. So in the mosque, or in Hajj, you will never recognize who's a philosopher and who's a shepherd or the farmer. The beauty of Ummah to Islam, why I'm just saying, why we are Ummah, Allah praise us that Ulaika humur Rashidun. That we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but it was a logic love, and also we never fail on the mistake of the Christian to worship him. No. We call it the love, the positive love, the productive love, the wise love. Yes, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we never make that mistake of Nasara when they love Jesus and went off. The beauty of the Ummatul Islam, because I got one SMS from one man here, he gave me a hard time, that the majority of Muslim Ummah, that is the answer of that brother, will never come to do a dalal, misguidance. Never. So we tell the brothers and sisters, be with Jama'atul Muslimin, be with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tajtami'u ummati ala dalal. You will never be a collective dalal in my ummah. Majority are correct. So we tell the brother, before you join any groups or you want to pull out from Jama'atul Muslimin, be careful, because the promise of Allah to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the majority will be fine. Our ummah can get sick, never die. Our ummah can be lazy, but never go away from Deen of Islam. We are the ummah of wudu, I don't know, just try to think with me which other religion worry about wudu, same like salah, and actually salah doesn't work without wudu. Ummah, the shoes of the ummah, more cleaner than the clothes of some others. We worry about the cleanness of our shoes more than our houses is like a mosque. We worry about one drop of dirt in our home, on our clothes. So the ummah of cleanness, when you can't accuse the Muslim of dirt or some bad smell or something, they are not clean. Never. People are making wudu 5 times a day. You're going to smell. And ghusl of Jum'ah and ghusl of Salah. Oh, you can't. You can't. So, Ummah mutawaddi'a. The beauty of this Ummah, that I can guarantee you that 100% of the offspring of this Ummah, those who stay with us, is halal, legitimate. Our father is our father. This lady with us in the house is our mother. And my wife is my daughter. I'm 100% sure that these children are my children. Because the way we know each other, the way we deal with the nikah, we know that it's halal. Ummah. We know that we question ourselves even for that thought come to our heart. Any idea come to us, we make astaghfirullah. You'll never find it in any other religion. Ummah read a lot, but by the end of the day, we practicing what we read in Quran and Hadith. We watch, we see people around us, but by the end of the day, is our kitab and sunnah. That's why we tell the brothers in Islam, if you leave yourself to Deenullah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are saved. You will be saved and you are lucky. Don't let any type of action, which even if it doesn't, if it does sound good, but unfortunately nowadays, the enemy of Islam, they want to keep us on one level. It's called ta'assub, muta'assibun, that narrow-minded people. They fight with no reason. And then we got some other type of people, we call them mutrafun. What is mutrafun? Spoiled. He enjoy his lifestyle without deen, or without practicing what he believe. You know, when you heard the Yahud, when they say, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. And we have the Muslim said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. If you look at these two ayah on Quran, سَمِعْنَا means we got it, we understood it. Like many of us, we understand, and we believe that is haram. But okay, to believe is haram is not the end. You need to practice it. So, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا means we trust and believe and practice what we believe. سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا means we know it, but sorry, we can't practice it. I do believe. Like many of our Muslim sisters, may Allah guide them, inshallah, and we love them. Those ladies doesn't wear the hijab, the scarf. They don't cover the head. She knows, they say, make dua, Sheikh, Allah give me hidayah. That is called sami'na. Alright, put the scarf. Wa'asayna. Not now. So, it's not enough to believe, but without practicing what you believe. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا means we understood it, we believe in it, we heard it, and we practice it. So these people are mutrafun. He loves it, but he doesn't practice it. They hate someone want to correct them because they don't want extra effort. They enjoy their life like that. You got another people, we call them very stubborn people. What is that stubborn? We call them muta'annitun. What is muta'annitun? They don't want to accept correction from anyone because they believe that themselves, they know how to get the hidayah by themselves. That's why we said to the brother, impossible. I'm here on Islamic station and I'm fully responsible for what I'm saying, ready for the debate, that to open the English Quran and try to know it by yourself. But many ulama said, لا تشيخ الكتب. Do not use the book as a sheikh, because the book doesn't answer you back. You need to learn the deen from the alim. Reason? Because you will get some problem. It's called hawa, your background, your own opinion, and then you try to do it. Brother and sister in Islam, no. We need to get deenul Islam, they call it tawqifi. What is tawqifi? You can't get an Arab person, never read Quran before, and you give him surah and you say, read this surah. He will never read Alif Lam Mim, he will read Alam. And if you tell him Alam, or Alif Lam Mim, he's going to go for Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, and he say Alif Lam Mim Nashrah Laka Sadrak. We need someone who teach us. Fiqh, Deen, Aqidah, we need someone to teach us. Yes. So, don't be amongst those who are muta'annitun, very stubborn. Don't want to listen to the others. And then, don't choose your deen. Your deen is farad. When I say deen, I mean the practice, the fatwa, the teaching, the fiqh. It's not something to choose and leave. It's a farad. Like the child, choose a toy and leave it there. No. It was not a clothes to choose. You got other people also, the enemy of Islam, they made us like that. They call them Muharrijun. I don't know what Muharrijun in English is. They call barbarian, sinless people. Enemy of himself. He doesn't give himself any chance to listen. He doesn't want to give any other person to teach him something. And then he died like that. May Allah save us. He's mad. Doesn't know how to make wudu, but he's going for salah. You just call him to make wudu, you say, no, Allah is great. You say, great of what? My friend, you know how to count money. You know how to go, to make dunya properly. But for akhirah, you said, Allah is great. What a great. وَعْلَمُ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّهِ. There's nothing it's called by heart or by niyat only. We need to learn. You can't stand on a musalla without knowing what is the rules of salah. You can't. You can't. And then you say, no, my salah is accepted. What is that? What is that? There is rules of salah. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you saw me, I was praying. So you must check what is the correcting. Otherwise, you're following your hawa, your own desire. That ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, let us learn our deen. Never be too late. And I'm repeating again, never ever go to the Quran and read and you try to set up your mind by yourself. You need to discuss that ayah with the alim. And I'm telling you, your nafs and your shaitan will take you somewhere. I've got so many friends, they open the Quran and say, yeah, yeah, look here, Allah said, what? Who are you to say that, my friend? Who are you to say that? And then you read some ayah like this. Oh, you must know that this, maybe this ayah is abrogated. We know, but some ayahs in Quran is mansukha. Maybe it was revealed on certain incidents, you need the alim to explain it to you. You can't. So now I'm telling my beloved listeners, please, I'm not saying don't read your Quran, but you try to, when you go for masail, you go for fixing your aqidah, and then you find yourself stuck on something, or you try to put your own opinion, no, you stop, and you contact and consult any alim, and then he can give it to you. Brother and sister in Islam, these people are muharrijun. Doesn't care about his religion, doesn't care about dunya and akhirah. You call him imma'a. If the people worship, they worship. If the people don't, you say, no, Maulana was smoking. I'm smoking like him. No, 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 but I saw one man, his wife was like this, he's a alim, but no, no, no. Everyone is carrying his luggage alone. لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. You can't. That alim will be punished because he's a bad example, but you are not free from responsibility. Brother, sister in Islam, we got some Muslim, قالوا سمعنا, but very heavy to أطعنا. Especially when we talk about inheritance. Oh, if I talk now about inheritance, I already received so many WhatsApp and SMSs. The people said, yeah, Sharia, Sharia. Sharia, if it suits him. If it doesn't suit him, he said, no, I don't want that one. But he forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ is a qasam from Allah. لا يؤمنون. They will never have iman. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ. Take you as a judge. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make you a judge. Quran and Sunnah. فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. For what they dispute about. Desire, divorce, inheritance, istikhara, ilm, teaching. ثُمَّ. Then, after this fight, لَا يَجِدُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. They will never find something in their nafs, in their heart. Because someone said, not happy. He accepts the Sharia, but is not happy. Haraja. Haraja means burden. He become restless. Sharia oppress me. Mimma qadait. For what you have decided. Wa yusallimu taslima. Then, fully acceptance. Fully. Many of the sisters said, oh, but unfair. One day we went to one lady, she want to get talaq. So first you have to advise her, say you got children, small children. Haram, you know, children going to struggle. May Allah reward you, take it as a sacrifice. She said, shirk, it's unfair. What about me? Say, oh, is that mother like this? She want to leave the little children and run. To run for her life. You say, Sheikh, what about my life? Mothers, look at the animal, how they deal with their children. The wild animal, take out the meat from the stomach and gave it to the baby and put herself. Look at the animal kingdom and see how they fight for their babies. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. No complain. Yes. No, many people accept it, but they complain. They say, no, look here, I didn't like that judgment of Sharia. It was very hard. Maybe they don't say it, but they feel it. Or they keep it in the heart. Never. So read this ayah. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. Allah made qasam. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They will never have iman. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Till they take you, who make you a judge for what they dispute about. ثُمَّ. Then, لَا يَجِدُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. They will never find any type of thought in their mind or heart. حَرَجَ. Objection, burden, disagreement. مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. For whatever you decided. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Fully acceptance. Yes, I don't know if we are like that or not. You must accept. Like zakat. Hey, the man who's paying zakat is like cutting his pieces, some pieces from his body. And he's not happy. He says, Sheikh, we pay tax, we pay zakat, Allahu Akbar. He's paying, but he destroys his ajr by this opposing. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. Brother and sister in Islam, we take that opportunity today and we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh Allah, guide us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, make it easy for us to fulfill the haqq of Allah and His Rasul. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah make it easy for all of us to be pleased with our deen and our sharia, inshallah. Unfortunately, my time is up. Till we see you, inshallah, next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.